I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit.
You killing
them. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Gov gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Counting dead presidents. Fuck a bad bitch to the sunrise. Living lawless.
All right, y'all. So welcome back to another episode of the I'm Not As Thin As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew minus the crew. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat. And I just want to say what up to everybody, man. It's been a week. It's been, you know, some time. And I'm trying my best to be as consistent as I used to be recording every week. I make no promise saying that I'm gonna make it every week because I just might fucking not. But I'm gonna do my fucking best. I'm like dead ass fucking trying over here. All right. So I'm gonna need y'all to bear with me. Last week I had a guest on the show. You guys heard a little conversation with me and my wife, and it was received very well. Like, I was very, very thrown back by how many people DM'd and inboxed like, yo, this was great. This was cool. I had men and women telling me that this is fucking awesome. They're excited. They can't wait there for the actual pod to drop next month. So it's been a cool experience seeing everybody's acceptance or reaction, everybody's reaction to it. And, with that being said, I'm about to introduce y'all today because I'm not alone today. I'm being joined today by, what do we want to go by? Is it Sam? Samantha, what do you want to go by?
Sam is fine.
Okay,
Sam.
So I got...
Everyone calls me Sam.
All right, so I got Sam. I got Sammy with me. And we're going to be talking for a little bit today, just chopping it up. And she's one too, yo. I read your message and you was like, when I heard your wife's voice, I just screamed.
I was so fangirling. I was like, oh my God. I'm so excited for the podcast that's going to come out.
Well, I'm not going to drop the name yet because there's still a couple more things we got to lock down before the name is official. It's official to us because we know what we want to call it. But we haven't dropped the name for the actual pod yet because we don't want to steal the name. And then two, we want to make sure that we're clear on all legalities to use the name. So, we're going to hold off on the name, but we're working with it. We actually got somebody, a family member of the show helping me out, working on logos and avatars and shit. So, you know, shout out.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's exactly what I'm talking about. So shout out to you, Mom. Appreciate you. And looking forward to seeing what's up with it. But with that, so I want to dive right into it. Okay, so one, tell me how your week's been. How you been? What's been going on with you? Talk to me. Tell me something nice.
Oh, man. I can just imagine your reaction when I say this, but I've been cold.
Get the fuck out of here. It is 26 degrees outside. 26. You're in fucking California. I don't want to hear shit about cold, nothing. We've been
it's so cold. For y'all to know,
me and Sam argue like almost every other day about fucking weather.
Yes.
It's not cold.
It's so cold for me.
What is it? What is it, like 55, 50 degrees?
I honestly don't even know.
Look at it right now. If you're above 50, turn your mic off.
Let's see. It's 39 right now and cloudy.
Oh, 39. Okay. That's actually a little cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little cold. Okay.
And it's been colder the past couple of days, too. It's been like low 30s. It gets cold over here. We get snow too every once in a while, like every 10 years. Oh my goodness. I wish everyone could just see Kat's facial expressions. So funny. He's every like, girl, you really talking about cold.
We're not impressed. We are not impressed. No. No.
California people problems.
Lord, I don't want to hear shit about nothing. Lord, y'all be killing me. You sound like my in-laws and shit. They're all in the South and shit. And they be like, it's cold, bro. Oh, really? What is it? It's like 42 degrees. Shut the fuck up.
How cold does it get over there in Detroit?
We get below zero.
Oh, heck no, I couldn't survive.
Yes, we get negatives.
I couldn't survive.
Oh, so again, so
I would
I don't want
never
to
go
hear shit about
outside.
it being cold for you. That's not cold.
Okay. Maybe with you, I won't say it, but I
Like look,
mean.
like the other day, so I was driving the other day and I was on 75 in the Clarkston area. So that's about a good hour and a half, north of where I live. And I was working. I was headed to a destination and it had to be every bit of, I don't know, like 3:30, 4 in the morning, and I'm driving. And that part of the highway doesn't have street lights. It's only the lights emitted from your vehicle. And I'm on the curve to join the intersection to merge into the spill lane, the entrance ramp. And as I do it, I'm doing like 30, 35 miles an hour because one, there's deer everywhere. So I go slow as fuck because I don't want to hit no deer. I've already hit deer before and it's not fun. And then two, it's fucking freezing and raining. So I'm like, okay, let me just go nice and slow. And as I go to merge on, my car just starts spinning, like going sideways. So I retro steer and try to compensate, go the other direction. I start tapping my brakes instead of slamming on them, and throw the car in the neutral. And as I do it, I maneuver out of the spin after I rotate it to 360 degrees and avoid the wall. And I'm
Oh
like,
my
whew.
gosh.
And once I have my bearings, there are four other vehicles in the ditch down underneath, two trucks just sitting there that collided with another car over here on the side that lost control and hit the wall. I'm like, oh shit. I threw my car in drive and just slowly got on the highway and kept on going. Like, I avoided that. But them other six, seven people didn't. And there was like six, seven people behind me too that was about to get on the highway. And they all, and I could see their headlights, whoop, start spinning one after another. And I'm like, but that's because we hit a patch of black ice.
That's scary. See, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, y'all don't have that. Y'all don't have
No,
that's cold problems. That's winter problems. Y'all don't
Californians
have
can't even drive in the rain. Once it starts raining a little sprinkle,
that.
Californians forget how to drive. It's if we have that problem with the rain, can you just imagine how Californians are with snow and stuff and black ice? No.
I've already said it before. I told my family down south that once I actually do relocate and get down there and do whatever, I said, if it ever snows down there, I'm robbing like seven banks because y'all police can't catch me. Y'all
Nope.
can't catch me. Y'all
Nope.
can't. Y'all young not gonna know what the fuck to do. If it snow, y'all gonna be stuck, stupid. I'm gonna be out there doing donuts in reverse. Like the fuck, y'all can't catch me. I know how to do this. Y'all
Exactly.
don't.
Exactly. That
Uh-oh.
oh my goodness, can you just imagine how if you were to come to California?
So I'm working on my fear of California.
What's wrong with California?
Oh, you don't
Besides
know, do you?
the obvious.
You don't know my history, do you?
Oh no.
So I
I
have
just
been
met
the
you this or last year.
I've been to California three times in my life, okay?
Okay.
And each time I've been to California, I've been arrested.
Oh.
So me and California don't get along very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
California police are a little.
Yeah, so twice by the CHP and once by LAPD.
Oh yeah, LAPD? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I had a family member that was beat by LAPD. Yep.
So I haven't had that. I've had that here in Detroit. I haven't had that in California, but I have had the what are you doing here? The roughing up, the excessive roughness. Just because I'm not from there, and then the dumb shit I was doing, you know what I'm saying? So I've had
Yeah.
that, but I haven't had the, like here in Detroit, I've been robbed by the police, I've been beat up by the police, I've been handcuffed and dropped off across town by the police, like the police here is fucking horrible.
Is Detroit, I don't want to say bad because I'm sure it's not all bad, but
No,
like,
yeah,
is
Detroit's the hood. Yeah, Detroit's the hood.
okay.
Definitely, absolutely.
Because the only thing I know about Detroit is like what Eminem says, like, honestly.
Yeah. So I met this girl the other day and I was in Ohio and I was talking to her and she was like, she goes, yo, you're not from here. I said, no, I'm not from here. And she goes, yeah, you don't sound like it. And I hate when people tell me that. So I you know, when they tell me like, yeah, you talk funny, you know, so my response to them is always, I was like, I was going to say the same thing. You sound funny too, you know? And so I was like, nah, I said, I'm not from here. And she goes, oh, well, where you from? And I said, well, directly, I'm from Detroit. I said, but what you hear is New York. And then she was like, oh, she goes, I'm from Detroit. And I said, oh, really? What part? She goes, 8 Mile. And I looked at her stupid, because if you're from Detroit, you know that 8 Mile runs from east to west the entire duration of Detroit. Detroit is sectioned off in neighborhoods. There's the east side, there's the west side, and there's a direct derivative, Woodward. If you cross Woodward, you're east. If you cross Woodward the other way, you're west. There's north side, there's northwest side, there's southwest, there's midtown, there's downtown, there's Delray. So
what is she talking about then?
Right, so when you say you're 8 Mile, bitch, what the fuck does that mean? What do you mean 8 Mile, west or east? Oh, you know, it's been a while since I've been there. You would fucking know if he was from the east side of Detroit or if he was from the west side of Detroit, because yeah, the two directly do not fuck with each other. The people from the west side talk mad shit about the east. People from the east side talk mad shit about the west. That's what we do.
That's how it is where I live.
Yeah, that's what we do. So when I ask you where you from, it's irritating. That's like if I said, oh, I'm from California. And they're like, oh, really? What part? Oh, you know, oh, I'm from L.A. Well, L.A. is kind of big.
What part
of L.A.? Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
What part?
Yeah, like L.A. has hoods. Like, what part of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so I'll tell you this. And the reason I know this is because, again, my family and I've been there. So I know East L.A. off Telegraph.
Okay.
Okay, that's the area my family's in.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that part. Okay. I don't know LA, like Hollywood signs and shit. Like, I've
downtown and all that. No.
No, I don't know that part. I don't know. I know that that is a part, like the what is it? Not Rio. What's the name of the street that everybody, the Rodeo?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Yeah. See,
yeah, I don't know it because I've
heard of it, but yeah. I don't know it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm the same way. My dad's from East LA, and I have my grandma lived in Boyle Heights.
Okay.
My cousins lived in Boyle Heights. So, like, I'm okay. More familiar with that area.
Right, right.
Than the Hollywood area. Okay. I've lived in Cali my whole life. I've never seen the sign.
See, that's the end. So, that's my whole point. Like, so if I just said, what part of LA are you from? LA. That you not fucking telling me, are you really from LA? And that's the part that bothers me. Like, I've heard people before tell me, like, oh, you know, you're from Detroit. I'm from Detroit. Oh, what part? Sterling Heights. Bitch, Sterling Heights is 3 cities away from Detroit. That's not Detroit. Just say you're from Michigan, okay? Just say you're from Michigan.
Maybe they just want to say from Detroit because
they want to sound cool.
Like Eminem.
Eminem don't even fucking stay in Detroit. The fuck he talking about?
He stays outside, doesn't he? Outside,
yeah, Eminem stays like a good hour north of Detroit in a gated closed community.
Yeah, that's
he does not stay in fucking Detroit. No, it's not like you drive by, like there are certain celebrities you see in Detroit, you drive by and oh look at that. There's, you know, so you know, there's people that you do we see NFL players quite often. We see some of the Piston players quite often, you know, retired boxers we see quite often, you know. It's nothing to go to a lounge and see retired athletes out here just, you know, having a good time, enjoying themselves being in Detroit, you know?
Yeah.
Eminem is one of them. You see Eminem just fucking out shopping. You don't.
No.
You don't.
No. He's too secluded for that, too. Like, he's introverted. He wants to be by himself. Like he's like F the world. I don't want to deal with anybody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and people who are fans, and I'm not like, I appreciate his music, his discography. I get it. I'm a fan. But people who are like, oh yeah, you know, I love Eminem. We have more than just Eminem from Detroit, bro. Like so much more from Detroit.
I must be so annoying right now.
But you're not from here. You're not proclaiming to be from here.
Yeah, that's
my thing is when people from Detroit, and that's all they claim. Like, you don't know nothing else. Nobody else. You don't know Sada. You don't know Cash Doll. You don't know Payroll. You don't know fucking Rocky Bad. You don't know Jay Dilla. Yeah, like De La Soul. No, nobody. Just Eminem. Like, are you really from here, or do you live in fucking Mount Clemens somewhere? Or maybe you live in Lincoln Park, or maybe you live in Novi. Like, that's not fucking Detroit.
Lincoln Park is in Michigan? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know you have a Lincoln Park in Cali too. We have a Lincoln Park here too.
Oh.
Yeah, Lincoln Park is the Downriver area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So you got like Lincoln Park, Woodhaven. What's the other one? Not Garden City. Damn, my mind's fucking blank.
There's more to Michigan than just Detroit.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot more. Like, so one of the trips that I've enjoyed doing is traveling the coast of Michigan. So people don't know it. The state of Michigan is the shape of a mitten, shape of a hand. All right. This is the shape of Michigan.
I'm picturing it.
Yeah. So it's bounded by water, right? We're the peninsula. Okay. So I like actually driving the coast of Michigan, the whole coastal line of Michigan, all the way down.
That must be like such a beautiful view, especially on your bike.
Mm-hmm. 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 It's about a 3-day trip if you take it with no highways and just take the outside roads. It takes about 3 days to do, you know, but it's always fun. So I tell people all the time, like, there are a lot of things in Michigan to see that you want to travel. Like, you know, people don't know to get out and actually see more of the area. Like, the world is bigger than just your block.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot bigger than just your neighborhood. You know, and I was actually laughing about this because that clip that I posted, named three countries outside of Mexico, Canada, and the US, you know?
I did it.
Find it back with three countries, and I was like, smart ass. But that's the point though, is that there's so many people that can't do it. And you saw even in the clip, she's like, Europe. Bitch, that's not a country.
Yeah. She said Puerto Rico.
Okay.
That's part of the U.S.
It's a commonwealth, but it is a country. It is a country.
Isn't it part of the U.S. too, though?
It's a commonwealth country. Yeah, part of the U.S.,
count.
It's not. It does, because it has its own government. Mm-hmm. Like, people from Puerto Rico can't vote for president. It is not a state.
Okay.
It's a commonwealth occupancy, but it's not a part of the United States. It's just protected by the United States.
Okay, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So like me, I was born in Puerto Rico. Being in Puerto Rico, and it's so fucked up, because if you're born in Puerto Rico, you are a U.S. citizen, right? But you cannot vote for president.
So you just get the title. You don't get the benefits.
Exactly. We won't get shit from being. We just get the title. That's it. Now, if we
that title.
Leave the country and move to the U.S., now we get the benefits and now we can do certain shit, but we have to leave the island.
Why?
Because we are not you. We're not part of the U.S.
But aren't people complaining that
it's so fucking stupid?
There's so many immigrants coming into the U.S. and why not? Wouldn't it be better if you just gave the people the benefits? Stay there.
It's so ironic, because I've had people tell me, like, oh, you know, with being racist, go back to your country and I'll have you deported. Okay. And I'll just catch fucking Delta and come right the fuck back. Like, the fuck you mean go back to
where I'm from? They assume you're Mexican, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like. And so that was one of the jokes that I had with one of my boys back in the day I'm sure he don't fucking listen. We haven't spoken in years, but his name is Eric. He was a Chaldean guy. And him and I would talk mad racial shit to each other, but we did it jokingly, you know? So I remember one day he caught me and he was like, yo, he goes, hey, man, because he was having a conversation with his buddies, and he stopped. He goes, hey, real quick, how old were you when you learned to swim? And I was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5. And he goes, oh, so that's when you came here?
Oh.
And I'm like, you motherfucker, you. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was a joke.
Yeah.
So in turn, like the next day, I'm where I work in the office, and I come running out the break room and I'm like, Eric, quick. And he's like, what? I said, they towing your shit outside. He goes, what? Because he just bought a brand new BMW. And I'm like, they towing your shit right the fuck now. And so he panics and starts going through his desk to grab his keys. And I told him, I was like, I said, bro, I tried to stop them, but they just picked up your rug and threw it in the back of their truck and left. And he's just like, you motherfucker.
like, don't you love like your friendship when you can joke like that and it's
right?
Not,
that's
and you don't have to be politically correct with people because nowadays everyone's so sensitive.
And that's the thing is like if you're gonna joke, you know what I'm saying? Like I got a few people who are gay that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like and I wouldn't say friends because I'm not really loose with the whole friendship, you know what I'm saying? But they're associates, people I know, and one in particular, Juan. He is a gay black man from Detroit, and him and I would talk shit all the time, and I would roast him all the fucking time, say shit, vile shit to him all the time, and people would sit back and they would ask a lot, like, you know, like, that's, you're not afraid, like, they're gonna cancel you, and I'm like, what the fuck you mean, cancel me, what the fuck, I can't be canceled, what the fuck you talking about, I hate when people say that shit, like, what you mean, cancel me, like, well, how, explain that, but two, what the fuck is you? Why would I treat him any different? If I treat them different, then that means I'm making. If I don't give him the jokes and go to fuck off on him, now I'm dealing with him with mittens. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like even with you, like and how you and I was talking in the beginning. Like I said, I don't want to talk to. So for y'all listening, like Sam is a huge advocate for epilepsy because she's an epilepsy patient candidate. Like what do you say?
I'm a person, some people call us epileptics. I don't like that word. It defines me too much. Uh-huh. So I'll say like I'm a person with epilepsy. I've had epilepsy for 22 years now.
Okay. So Sam is a person with epilepsy, but like I told her in the beginning, I'm not interested in talking about epilepsy. And if we get on that, cool, we get on. I'm not saying it's taboo, but I don't like I've, in my interactions with you, I've never treated you less than, or oh, she's fragile, we have to be careful with her, we have to, no, fuck that shit, no, Sam is a fucking person, the fuck, like why would I treat you any fucking different than
anybody? And that's why I love you so much, because you don't treat me like I'm about to break any second now, like you treat me like an actual person. Yeah, I have epilepsy, but I always say, you know, I'm more than just epilepsy, I'm a person, you know, there's layers to me.
That's my whole point. And that's what I told you in the beginning of the show. I don't want to talk to you and deal with you as you're the spokesperson for epileptic people or people with epilepsy, or whatever the fuck ribbon you want to put on it.
Yeah.
And not to say that we can't talk about it. If you want to address it and say some shit, we can do that. No problem. But I did not want to bring you on the show as a fucking.
And I honestly don't consider myself like the spokesperson for epilepsy, to be honest.
I don't want to treat you like fucking disabled. You're not fucking disabled. You're a real fucking person, you know?
Exactly.
And it's like even people who are disabled, I don't fucking treat them no fucking different. You know,
exactly.
Like, you want me to hold the door for you or not? No, okay, get to do your fucking self.
Or when you start doing that, you start treating and you start giving them those special treatments, or you don't treat them like you would treat any other person. That's when I feel like that's when it becomes a problem, because you're not seeing them as a person. You're seeing them as their disability.
There you go. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. And I mean that with even with certain shit, like I said, even my boy Juan, who's gay, or anybody else who's fucking gay or whatever fucking title or ribbon you want to put, LGBYWZHK, the fuck ever. Like, and that's why, like, I've never been one to be so politically correct about that when they're like, oh, you can't say that. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Are they not human? They're not a regular fucking person. I don't give a fuck how they want to be addressed. What the fuck they feel. Motherfucker, do you want the soda or not?
Exactly. Are you gonna
move? What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't have time for identify as. I don't give a fuck what you identify as. That means absolutely shit to me. I don't fucking care.
That's why everyone loves you, Kat, because you say what's on everyone's mind. Like,
yeah, I don't understand why the fuck we get so hell bent and tied up on that. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I really don't. And I guess I'm not wired that way, or maybe I lack the mental capacity to understand exactly what the fuck you're talking about. But I don't get that shit. Like when I identify as him, they, or her, and I'm a she, but him and what the fuck are we doing? Why is this so fucking important?
I stay away from get it. The people who use the pronouns.
Yeah, like, are you fucking human or not?
They usually cause me the most problems on my social media.
I don't give a fuck. I don't. And like I said, and I don't understand the whole, oh, well, you can get canceled. Who the fuck? How? Who has honestly ever been fucking canceled? Did we never fucking hear from again? No fucking body. So what the fuck are you talking about canceled? What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. I think people have way too, they're too entitled, they're too soft, they're just out here, you know, complaining about every little thing. Oh my gosh, every little thing. And like, I get it, the world is messed up and stuff, but you know, find the positive things. Why are you focusing only on the negatives? Like, I can't do this whole generation. I'm raised differently.
Yeah, like I said, I think that everybody's just soft now. I think everybody's soft. The entire generation.
You can't say anything to anyone anymore. Like even me saying like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm a kind of standoffish with people with pronouns. That alone can get me canceled.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I really don't. Like I said, that's why I never fucking even bother asking. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't. When they say shit like,
me,
oh.
For me, it's all about respect, you know? I don't care what you identify as. I don't care whatever is going on in your life. That's your business. That's a you thing. As long as you show me respect, I'm going to show you respect. That's all I need to do. Just show each other respect.
It's just simple, basic human fucking acknowledgement. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, that's all the fuck it is. Just fucking show kindness to those who need it. Show empathy for those who are weak. And go about your fucking business. Like, and that's why, like, there's certain shit that I've been fucking in. I've loved my biker community for fucking ever because it's who I am. It's what I do. But I've just been seeing all these clips recently, like in the last couple of weeks, of random acts of kindness from the meanest looking fucking biker people you could imagine. And I'm like, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, you know, there was a clip I seen the other day where this fucking biker over in UK stopped the fucking bus because the bus driver was impatient and was going to leave the old man who couldn't move fast enough off the bench to get on the bus. He was pulling off and the biker cut him off and made him back the fuck up, parked his bike in front of the bus, helped the old man on the bus, and then flipped off the bus driver like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then took off. Then there's another clip where it's like there was a fucking squad of fucking bikers, a whole fucking MC that blocked off traffic both ways to let the old lady, they stopped, got off, and helped the old lady cross the street. Like, because traffic was just fucking going. They wasn't yielding for her. And they were like, no, fuck that. Like, we gonna stop. Now you can cross the road and we good. You know, and there's like, it's just been shit that I've been seeing. Like, it was another one where, there was a boy who was selling lemonade or Kool-Aid, trying to raise money for school clothes, and the guy's wearing the helmet, the camera on his helmet, and he pulls over and he buys a cup, and you know, and the kids tell him, oh, thank you, you know, this is for my back to school clothes. And he goes, oh, you're doing this to raise money for back to school? And he goes, yeah. He goes, all right, man, cool, you know, well, best of luck to you. And he takes off, comes back an hour later with his fucking crew with him. And they bought the fuck out of everything he had, and they were just throwing money at the kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like shit like that. I'm like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's what we need more in this world, is just mm-hmm. acts of kindness and just be, you know, just show love to one another. Like, why, what's up with all this hate? Like, I don't understand it, you know? And I also, with those videos too, though, I think it's kind of sad that we have to show that and put that on social mm-hmm. media. So to bring awareness that like there's still good people out here, like that should just be a known fact around the board that there mm-hmm. are good people out here who do good things. We shouldn't automatically think like people are horrible.
Yeah, like and I'm one that I'm very guilty of it. Like, and I tell you all the time, I hate people. I don't mesh well. I don't act very nice. I am not a people person. And it's weird because everybody always talks about how much they love my attitude. They're like, oh, Kat, you know, you so cool. You laid back and you're so funny. Ah, da, da. If y'all really met me in person, you guys get the impression of me because I'm talking shit on this pod. But if you saw me in person, just off looks alone, you'd be like, mm-mm. Nah, I'm not speaking to this guy. Let me just get my number two and move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the nicest looking guy. Then on top of that, when I speak very directly. So it comes off as offensive or abrasive, you know? And so it's like, I tell people all the time, I understand what I look like, but I get everybody one shot to be a fucking dumbass. And then I show you what a real dumbass looks like, you know?
But see, I appreciate people who are like that, who are just 100 and blunt and just like don't sugarcoat anything. Like I feel like honesty is such a rare quality these days. Mm-hmm. So when someone shows it like how you are, I appreciate it so much more.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. I do. I think my biggest thing is that a lot of people are like, oh man, you're always so funny. I'm not joking. Like, I really mean the shit that I say. It may come off as a joke, or you may perceive it as, oh, this guy's being sarcastic. No, I really mean it. I don't fucking like you. Like, I don't like people. Move. You know, and like, oh, ha, 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 my ass, move. Like, now I'm getting fucking irritated. But it's just certain shit. Like I said, I deal with people the way I want to be dealt with. And that's why I tell people all the time, I don't do well when I'm coddled and you hold my hand. You know, like I don't like, it's been times before I've had groups of people try to tell me that they convey their support for me and their love for me. And, oh, you know, we appreciate this and thank you. And we're concerned. I don't like that shit. I don't. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm very
all the time to him.
I don't like the shit. Like, if you want to tell me some shit, like, hey man, that was fucking dope, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's all you got to say. You know, I don't need the butterflies and rainbows and unicorns. I don't do well with that. I don't. Like, the only person that I let coddle me like that and that I'm receptive to it is my old lady. That's it. I let, you know, she does that shit where she knows she'll, oh, honey, well, this is da-da-da. And she says it all nice and sweet, cool. And then there's sometimes, like I told her before, like, I don't need that. Sometimes I need you to tell me, shut the fuck up and listen. And she's done it a couple of times.
Yeah, she's sassy.
Yeah, like, I'm sitting there and I'll be talking, da-da-da. She's like, you're not listening. I'm like, no, but da-da-da-da-da. And she'll be like, babe, shut the fuck up. And then I'm like, huh? And she's like, listen. And then she'll say it. And I'm like, oh, why you ain't just say that? And then she's like, motherfucker, I've been sitting here, you know.
Saying it the entire
right.
time.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I need you to tell me about myself. And holding my hand and stroking my back is not going to get the message across. Sometimes I need you to do to me what I would do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And she's like the perfect girl for you, because she's like sweet, mm-hmm. but sassy. She'll put you in your place, but she mm-hmm. also... She'll also show you all that love.
She did. She does. She does a lot of shit. Like she is perfect for me. We actually had a conversation this morning because she was she did some shit to piss me off, and I told her, I'm fucking pissed. I don't fucking like this shit. Like, I'm getting real fucking sick of this shit. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm not the perfect wife. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yes, you are. You know. And she's sitting there. She's like, well, you know, I did it. Okay, and the fuck? So what? You're not a perfect person. That don't mean you're not the perfect wife. So exactly. What the fuck is you talking about? Like, I don't give the fuck you mean. And then she just kind of like, oh, okay. She get, you know, thank you. So I'm like, who the fuck else am I going to be with? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're not the perfect. You are fucking flawless as a wife. As a person, you do some shit that's questionable. And yeah, you're going to piss me off. Like, you just pissed me off a few days ago. But, and okay, I get the fuck over it. So what?
That's part of being human. We all make mistakes.
Yeah,
we
like,
all
like,
do
the
stuff
fuck you
to
mean?
annoy
okay,
each other.
like, just knock the shit off. How about that? Don't do it again. Don't
exactly.
do it again. That's it.
Communication.
Yeah.
There you go. Communication. But
yeah, we just had that conversation, and I laughed because there's certain shit that, like, she does things to me I would never, never allow. Like, never fucking at all. Like she fucking, oh, what the fuck is this shit called? She threaded my fucking face and my eyebrows.
Oh, like, you Oh, you got that done?
Like, yeah. And that, first of all, and that shit hurts.
It does.
Why the fuck do y'all pay for that? Like, that's, y'all women is fucking retarded. Like, she said to me, she was like, she goes, I'm gonna clean your eyebrows. I'm like, all right, babe. I said, can you do it for me, please? And she was like, yeah, I got you. The first time she did it, she had this little fucking razor shit and she just do, 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 do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bet. She laid on top of me and I was just engulfed because she had her titties on my chest and I'm like, hello. And she's doing what she's doing with
you're
the little.
You're perfectly distracted.
Exactly. And that, boom, that was it. That was done. And so she was like, I'm going to do it again. I'm like, all right, bet, cool. Can you hook me up? She's like, I got you. And I told her, I'm like, don't do no dumb shit. I don't need no fucking arch. Don't shape the shit. Just, you know, clean the fucking loose motherfuckers out. She's like, I got this. I know what I'm doing. My bad. Then she get me in her fucking office and shit on the fucking table. And she's like, all right, you know, close your eyes and, you know, pull your eyelid down. I'm like, huh? She's like, just put your eyelid down. So I'm like doing this. And she starts fucking doing the shit, putting wax on me. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are we doing here? And she was like, I got you. And I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, this is not what the fuck I asked you to do. Where's the little fucking razor like last time? She's like, no, this is the better job. Fuck the better job. This is not what the fuck I wanted.
Yeah, because it pulls out the hair from its root. So
don't
it lasts
agree with
longer.
Her. I do not need you to agree with her. Okay. I really don't. I really don't. She said,
I mean, then, it just lasts longer.
I don't last for what? Just okay, then retouch it again. I shave my head every other day. I could do that every other day.
That's true.
I'm like, man, but yeah, so she did shit that I would never allow anybody to fucking do. Like, never. Like,
I think most guys are like that though. Cause with my ex, I used to do his eyebrows too. And he wouldn't let anyone else touch them.
Yeah, I'm like, the fuck, this is not for this. I'm never going to go and make an appointment to get my fucking eyebrows and face done. And I didn't ask you to do all this other extra shit she was doing. And I, you know, and granted, I will admit that if she was done, I'm like, damn, this shit is smoother. Like, it's, you know, but that ain't the point. I didn't fucking ask. My razor could have hit that. No problem.
You wouldn't go get a pedicure with your girl?
I don't like people touching my feet.
What about if she did it?
I let her touch my feet.
Okay.
I let her.
Okay.
That was actually one of the few things, and like when we first started dating, that I realized something was different about her, because we was laying in bed, and so just in the beginning of our relationship, and her foot rested on the top of my foot, and normally that's a no-no. I do not like people touching my feet. I don't. Mm-hmm. And when she did it, I was like, this don't bother me.
She snuck her.
No, she didn't even do it on purpose. It was just a movement, just a random movement.
Okay.
And I was like, this is different.
You're like, I like this.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not angry right now. I do not feel my blood boiling.
See?
That was like one perfect of the first signs that I was like, something's different about her.
Like, she's going to be the one. There you go. That's when Kat fell in love.
Yo, this shit is fucking mad weird, yo. My fucking security cameras in the house have been going off saying there's motion in the rooms and there's no one in the fucking room.
You don't have, like, pets or anything?
My dogs are in the other room right here.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah, I got one. It's like every 15 minutes there's an alert.
El cucuy.
Don't. Cause my wife
I annoy cats so bad.
My wife is into shit like that. She does shit like that.
Does she?
Yeah. I'm like, So that's the last thing I need to hear. She's like, see, someone is in there. You're not alone. I am alone. Ain't no one else in the fucking house. Kids ain't hearing nothing. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Maybe I'm going to reset my fucking camera or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's picking up just like, I don't know.
Dust or something.
Yeah. It's not the cuckoo.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think I'm gonna watch the actual footage and see if I see any movement at all that could have triggered it. Like,
oh my,
like the what I'm thinking, and because I'm so fucking logical, what I'm thinking is I have a big window in that room, and you know the sun comes through it, so I'm thinking maybe
the shadows and stuff. Maybe
the wind blew the tree outside and it jerked the shadow, and the camera's like, hey, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That's
we'll see.
That's more logical than
than the cuckooey. Yeah. Yeah. So for y'all that don't know, cuckooey is like the cool, like boogeyman kind of.
Yeah. It's
He's not the boogeyman, but that would be the equivalent.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican, folk tale. Whereas,
but we have cucuy in Puerto Rico too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's a Latin thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a Latin thing where it's like monster. Know, it eats La, goats La Llorona. And stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. La Llorona. That's strictly Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a messed up story.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That's a messed up story.
You talk about a woman scorned. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a messed up story. People say that in Mexico, if you go by a body of water, they'll see the Llorona.
Yeah, I've heard people say it.
Yeah.
Maybe something I'll try later. Take my old lady, see if she's on to that shit.
Nah, I wouldn't. I don't mess with that. I'm like, nope.
Well, see, I've gone on a few ghost hunting trips and shit. I've seen ghosts. I still don't believe in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How you see them and you still don't believe them? What do you think it is then?
For me, I haven't logically explained it to myself yet. So there's two examples that I have, possibly three, but two solid, definite ones. And I'll send them to you. But okay. I joined a paranormal activity hunting team.
Oh my god.
And they convinced me to join because they're like, yo, we need somebody who's a skeptic who doesn't believe. So if some shit goes down, they can lay witness and be like, oh yeah, sting, do 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 do. And I'm like, the fuck me? Like, what I gotta do? And it was like, well, we're gonna be going to certain haunted locations and we'll be spending the night going in with equipment and da 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 da. And we just need you to be there and just witness shit. And I'm like, all right. So they would do it. They'd give me a camera, give me a flashlight, and all right, walk around the room, and then we'll meet up in an hour, this and that. So I'd be walking the grounds by myself because they were like, don't go alone. I'm like, fuck that. And I'm going alone. I'm going in dark ass rooms. I'm going where the fucking person was murdered and da da da. And I'm sitting here like, I don't see shit. Hello. Like nothing. Yeah, right.
No, I can't do that. I would never do that. I can't even watch like Paranormal Activity type of movies or shows or anything like that. Like, I don't mess with any of that. Like, for me is like bringing bad into your home. I can't.
Yeah. And they would say these prayers in a huddle before we go in, and then prayers when we left, talking about, oh, you can't follow us and this and da 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 da. But I say all that because in one of them, I'm taking pictures on my phone, my own personal phone, and I was taking a picture of the front of the house because I wanted to get the address and everything on it, right? Mm-hmm. And when I took the picture, nobody was standing in front of the house. Nobody. Okay? Nobody. But in the picture, you can see the image of a woman in the glass screen door.
I couldn't. Oh, no. And right then and there, I would have been like, do something.
Yeah, so shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm looking like, there was nobody fucking there. Nobody.
No.
Nobody. But in the
picture. Do they tell you the background of that place?
Well, see, but I don't believe that shit because it's their job to hype it up and make it spooky.
Yeah.
So they sit there and tell you the whole story and explanation, and this person hung themselves here, and this lady died here, and there was children that found dead here. But it's like, that's your fucking job is to make this place spooky. That's your job.
See, I don't believe in ghosts. What I think those are demons. I think
maybe. Okay, I ain't afraid of that neither. Okay, and
so for me, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe people like pass away and then like their soul stays here. And
so okay.
I don't believe that part.
I guess something to say about demons. That too. So yeah, I got something about that. I got one more thing about the pictures, and then I'm gonna come to you and say something, Dustin, that I don't tell people really ever.
Okay.
But then the other one that got me is another location, and I was in the office on the computer watching all the security cameras because there was cameras in all the rooms, right? Mm-hmm. And in one room, I'm looking on the computer, sitting down like I'm sitting right now, looking at the computer. And in one of the rooms, I see my shadow, like my silhouette. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
And I took a picture on my phone and you can see it. You can clearly see on my phone that it's a picture of a screen. But the screen is the video of that room. And in that room, I'm standing in it, but it's not me. It's when I send it to you, you'll see it's a shadow.
It's
clear as day that it's me. It's a hoodie, the Dickies, my Timberlands, like it's me.
Someone's pretending to be you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
So, like I said, so I've seen ghosts. I don't believe in shit. I don't believe in them. And it's weird. You're talking about like demons and shit, because I feel like that I have my own personal demons that follow me and fuck with me, because there are random times that I hear. Okay, so you know how you have an inner monologue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have inner monologue that's not me.
Okay.
So I hear shit mm-hmm. that I'm not saying. Mm-hmm. And it's never pleasant shit. It's always...
I mean, you could have something following you.
It's always something gruesome or violent that's being said to me.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely think it was like some sort of demon. Just
yeah, as I'm like,
because they'll mess with people. They'll mess.
I think
with
we
people.
All have our own demons, though, don't we?
Yeah, we all have our own demons. Since I was like, this doesn't help the stigma of epilepsy, but this would happen when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I used to see like the same silhouettes and stuff like that. One time when I was little, I was probably like 10, maybe even younger. Mm-hmm. I saw this woman with red eyes. When I started dating my ex, at his house, I saw this person walking around their pool table, and it was just a silhouette. A couple years later, my daughter is like 3 or something. I hear voices. I see like silhouettes and things like that. So definitely everyone has like that it's more prominent than others.
Yeah. Like stronger than others, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I have a dark past myself, and I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is like a punishment or something, or my past following me, or I don't know. I don't know how to quantify it.
No. Don't think that, because I don't have a dark past. Yeah, there's some things that happened to me and things that happened in my family and stuff, but I don't really have a dark past like that. And I still get things like that. You know, I haven't had it for years. The last time mm-hmm. when my daughter was like 3, she's 13 now. So it hasn't happened for a while, but mm-hmm. I've had experiences like that too.
Your daughter's funny, by the way.
Oh, I know. I finally figured it out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So when Sam and I first traded contact information, it was about a year ago, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And we had exchanged phone numbers. And I was like, all right, you know, you ever need something, just hit me up, whatever, and we was talking about podcast shit. Mm-hmm. And then random number texted me and said, hey, who is this? And I'm like, the fuck? Who's this? You text me. And they're like, I don't know you, but your name's in my phone. Well, fucking delete it. I don't know you either. Like, the fuck? And then, you know, she tells me her name, and I'm like, I don't know nobody by that name. She goes, oh, do you know Sam? I'm like, who is this? I'm her daughter. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I know your mother. She's like, yeah, she says something like, Our phones, we don't know what happened, but sometimes when she adds a number, it goes into my phone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Well, I know your mother. And then we spoke for, you know, little pleasantries, maybe 5 minutes. We just texted back and forth. I'm like, all right. And then that was it. And I spoke to her again. But I just thought it was super funny that I'm like, what the fuck?
That's her. She calls people out. She's like, who are you?
And when she said that she was your daughter, and I'm like, okay, this is a minor. Why are you talking to me? Like this is not okay.
She thought you were a girl because I have you under cat, and so she assumed it was like short for like Catalina or something. Catherine. Yeah. So she thought you were a girl.
Yeah.
And then I asked her about it, and I was like, "You over here talking to cat?" And then she was like, "Yeah, we spoke for a little bit. She's really nice." I'm like, "That's a dude." She's like, "What?" Yeah, it's because I use the same email to set my phone up and her phone up, so it like my contact synced onto her phone, so I had to reset her phone.
Yeah, see, that's that fucking Android bullshit that I'm talking about. See, That's exactly what the fuck I mean. You know, if you had an iPhone, you wouldn't have had a problem.
Well, I switched to Android because of my daughter. Because I use Family Link. It's like it monitors how much time she's on her phone and stuff and what app she's using and whatnot. So it works better on an Android. And since this is going to be her first phone, I was like, okay, we're gonna do it like this. So I switched to Android. I used to have an iPhone, but I switched.
iPhone does the same thing, parental control.
Yeah, but the Family Link is like you can, it's a lot easier to use. You can turn off their phone.
Never heard anybody say Android is easier to use than an iPhone. Never.
Well, with the Family Link, yeah, it's easier. You can turn off her phone whenever I want. You can block apps. It's wonderful. You're like, no.
I don't know the app, so I can't attest to it.
Yeah. I personally recommend it. My sister's the one who introduced it to me, and she showed me how it works. I was like, all right. I tried looking for it on iPhone, but they didn't.
It's just parental control. It's part of your settings.
But the parental controls, it doesn't let you block.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't let you block it, like, at a certain point. Like, you're allowed to set
parental
up
controls. Parental controls won't even let her download shit without your permission.
That's how the Family Link is.
And I'm telling you, that's what Apple does. That's what I'm telling you.
Because I had parental controls on her iPad, but that was annoying because she had to bring the iPad every time she wanted to, like, use a certain app.
No, so you were using it wrong because you could have done it. You could have done it yourself.
I put a password on it, and she had to come to me and ask me every time, like, she wanted to use a certain app.
But if you link your device as the parental device, you can control it from your device to the Apple, the other product.
That's what I did. It wasn't working for me. I don't know what they did.
Yeah.
But, like, for Family Link, at any moment, I can be like, you know what? You've been on your phone too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I just gave my son his own phone free range. I just did it. And before that, everything was linked to my phone because it was under my account. He had his own iTunes shit, but he couldn't do nothing without my say-so. Not a damn thing.
Yep. That's how I am with my daughter.
He'd be at home and he would call me, Papa, I want to download this game. What's the game? Da, 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 da. I said, all right, how much does it cost? Well, it's free, but once you download it, you can buy and da, 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 da. All right, well, go ahead. I'll let you do it. Okay, I'm going to do it right now. And then he'd download it and my phone, ding, da, 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 is trying to download. Do, 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 do. Do you allow it? Yeah, I'll allow it. You know, but I had to verify, is this what he just said he was doing? And then I'd look at it, what the fuck is this? And sometimes I'm like, no, hell no, you don't got to play this shit. And then other times I'm like, yeah, okay, you can download, that's fine. You know, like he was dying, he's like, can I get Instagram? You don't need Instagram. Oh, my friends have, I don't give a fuck. You don't need an Instagram.
That's what I do with my daughter.
The only reason he has a Facebook is because he needed to open a Facebook for his VR shit.
Whatever
you call the thing.
Yeah.
He's got the VR things with the you know, that he plays and whatever. But he needs a Facebook in order to add, which I thought was stupid, but he needed a Facebook in order to activate it and download games and whatever, whatever, whatever. So, because I guess Facebook owns it, so.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so, but yeah, he does his own thing.
Yeah, no, my daughter is not allowed to have social media.
Yeah, so I'm like, he's got, like, a Snapchat, but I watch who he talks to. It's just him and his buddies, and they're just doing boy shit. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, he does. She's not TikTok. Allowed to have social media. She's lucky she has a phone, to be honest. The only reason I got her a phone was because she was gonna spend all summer with her dad in Oregon, because her dad lives in Oregon. I live in Cali, and she's gonna spend the whole summer, and that was gonna be the longest time I've been without her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, I need to have constant contact with you. So I got her a phone. That's the only reason. If she wasn't gonna spend all summer,
so how old was she? How old was she?
She was 12, no, 13. She was already 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my son, his mother wanted him to have a phone when he was like 8 years old. She would get him these little cheap government phones. And I'm like, why are you getting him phones? In case we gotta call him. He's never anywhere where we're not with him. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, and
where does he go that he needs a phone?
Yeah, and her dad didn't even want me to get her the phone because he's like, she's always with an adult. She's either with me or his parents or with him or with my mom. She's always with somebody. So he's like, I can just contact you. I was like, I just feel better if I were to be able to contact her whenever I can. Because me and my
Not
ex,
you don't want a second party, you want direct contact.
yeah, because me and my ex, we don't get along. So I need to be, and he doesn't always answer my messages, so I need to be able to talk to my daughter whenever I want. That's the only reason. Otherwise, she wouldn't have a phone till like she was
I
17,
absolutely agree.
honestly.
I just yelled at my ex-wife, yes, 2 days ago, 2 days ago, because she had called me and I didn't answer the phone. I looked at it and I'm like, I don't want to fuck be bothered. I just don't want to be bothered right now. So I'm watching the phone ring. And then my son comes in the room. He knocks on the door and he comes in. And I open the door. He's like, I said, yes, son. And he goes, Mama's on the phone. I said, okay. And she had a question for you. And I hear her because he had her on speaker. So I hear her like, and I called him. He didn't answer his fucking phone. And so I grabbed his phone and I said, because I didn't want to answer my fucking phone. The fuck do you want? And then she was like, I just had a question. I don't give a fuck. And hung up. Cause I'm like, I don't care. Don't get mad at me because I'm not doing what you want when you want. Who the fuck are you? Now,
Exactly.
who the fuck are you? Who the fuck do you think you are? You
Exactly.
know, and so and I told him, I said, if she calls back, I don't care. I said, I don't want to hear nothing she's got to say. And I said, I'm not mad at you. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. He's
Yeah.
like, all right, Papa. And then he walked away and I hear nothing else the rest of the day.
We don't, yeah, me and my ex, we don't do phone calls. We
Yeah,
just
'cause that's my thing. It's
strictly
like, well,
text, strictly text. And
it's
it's
one thing.
once in a while.
And that's my thing is it had nothing to do with the kids because he was here with me. So there's nothing that needed your approval or permission right now.
Yeah.
He wasn't going anywhere. When I've taken him out of state, I coordinate with her and let her know, hey, we're leaving. We're going to be doing this. This is where we're going for how long. Because, you know, if she did that, I would want to know the same thing too, right?
Yeah.
But it's a fucking Tuesday night and we're at home.
Yeah, that's how I am with my ex. I
The
don't,
fuck?
unless it has to do with my daughter, I don't want to have a conversation.
What do you what you
And
want? What?
she's 13. If she wants to tell her dad something, she can just text it to him. Call him and tell her and tell him herself. Like, she don't, I don't need to be right there and in their conversation.
Yep, because even my daughter did it. My daughter came down and she was like, Daddy, Mama said, I was like, I don't care. I said, before you finish the statement, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. And she goes, oh, okay. But my daughter's an adult. So she's like, oh, I'm a little more direct with her than I am with my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with her, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. My son, I'm nice about it. I'm like, kid, I don't want to hear it. Whatever she says, none of my business. I don't want to hear it. But with my daughter, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't want to hear shit you got to say. I don't. I don't.
And I honestly think that it should be like that. Like, why are you over here talking with your ex, your baby mama, your baby daddy, whoever, if it's not about the kids? Like, what, you don't need to be friends with your ex. You don't need to be friends with the person you're co-parenting with.
Well, if you are friendly, there's nothing wrong with that. Cool. If you guys have developed and reached that point in your relationship, fine. Good. But I don't have that need. And like I've told her before, because there's times where she was like, oh, even though we're divorced, you know, you're like my best friend. You're not mine.
Yeah,
And
I used to
I
tell that to my
and
ex.
like I told her, I'm like, we're not friends. Like, do you realize I don't talk to you about things that I do? I don't ask you for favors. I don't come to you for nothing. You realize that, right? Like, I don't ask you for shit. I'm not your friend.
Yeah, I
And
used
I'm
to
not
say
doing it to be
that.
mean, but I'm not your fucking friend. I
Yeah.
divorced you for a reason. I don't need to be a friend.
Exactly. You don't need to be friends with your ex. Because a lot of times something shady is going on the side.
Yep, there's possibility. There's the window of opportunity. I get all of that. All of that. You know,
Yeah.
matter of fact, not even to put my business out there too much like that, but that was actually an argument that me and my wife had a while ago. It was every bit of like 2 in the morning, and my daughter had left with her mother, my ex, and cool, fine. And then I'm on the phone here at home, because this is before we was married, and I was talking to Biggie, and out of nowhere, we just hear my ex-wife's voice. And I'm like, I was caught stupid. And she didn't say nothing. Biggie didn't say nothing, but she got quiet, like, what the fuck is that? And then I hear, where's the dog? Where's your dad's dog? Or something like that. Something about my dog. Because I have a big pit. And he's not too friendly with her either. He don't know her like that. So I was just confused, and I'm sitting here, and I asked Jahala, what the fuck? I said, what's going on? And she's like, oh, mama's here. I'm like, I'll deal with you tomorrow. And he just closed my door. I'm like, I'll deal with you tomorrow. I'm not, because it's 2 in the morning. Why is she?
Why is she over there?
I get she brought you home. She was dropping you and the baby off. Fine.
She
She
don't need to
don't
get
need
out
to
of the
come here
car,
in the house
though.
for that.
Yeah, she don't need to get out of the car. A simple drop off.
So
It's a ride. That's it.
I had it out with my daughter about that. Like the next day, I went off on her. And I was like, do not do that. Like, don't. I don't need her in my house. I said, especially at 2 in the fucking morning, there's no reason whatsoever for her to be in here.
Exactly.
There's nothing in this house that concerns her. Nothing. I said, if you want to talk to her, you want to see her, you want to see the grandbaby, I'm cool with all of that. You can go to her house. You can go. She can meet you. She can pick you up. You can take the baby. That's fine.
Exactly.
But I know. But I said that to say that in turn that caused the argument with me and my wife, because she didn't say that at the moment. But for the next few days, she was irate. She was pissed, and she had every reason to be, rightly so.
Because that's disrespectful towards your wife. Especially those hours. Those are demon hours. Those are when you being your most shady. So for her to just show up like that, like what if your wife wasn't there?
Right.
You know,
What
all
about
these things are going to be going through a woman's head.
and
So
like I told her then, and I say it again, I don't blame her for being upset.
no.
And I'm actually glad that it happened the way that it did, because she was on the phone with me the entire time to hear it. So it's not like she called me and heard the voice. We were already talking, she knew what was going on, and then we heard, you know what I'm saying? So it would
Yeah.
have been a little different if it was vice reverse, you know, because then now, like you just said, the window's open. What were y'all doing? Why is she there? What happened? I'm just now coming into this. What do I not know? And all the other, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I was kind
Exactly.
of, I'm more fortunate and glad that it happened the way that it did. But still, like I told my daughter, ain't nothing for her in here. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Even if she wanted to talk to you, she could have come in a decent hour when there's light out and she doesn't have to go into your home. You guys can talk, you know, outside your home. She can stay in her car and you can just have a conversation through the window of her car. Like there's no reason for her
I
to
agree with
be.
all of that. I agree with all of that. Yep. 100%.
It's too much. It's too much drama.
Yeah, so I'm like, So, but yeah, no, I nipped that in the bud. I'm done with that. But like I said, because I'm not, we're not friends. I'm not your friend. I'm not. And I get it. Some people can be friendly and get along with the ex and whatever, whatever. And if you can, cool, more power to you. I can't. I
Yeah,
can't. I can barely be in the room with her for X amount of minutes.
That's kind of how I am right now.
Yeah,
Like I am. Like I
the
try to be friends with him and try to
amount
be cool with him, but too many stuff happened to where I'm just like, I don't even want to see you anymore.
of. It's, for me, it's, I have so much frustration and animosity from the past
Yeah.
that when I see her, she always does something to irritate me.
Right.
Always.
Right. That's how it
It
is with
could be
Red.
something as simple as a look she makes or how she pronounces a word that will trigger a memory from the past. And I'm like, you bitch. You know? So I have to deal with her in very small increments.
Yeah.
You know?
Does she live in near you? Does she live?
Yeah, now she does. Before she didn't, but now she lives about a mile and a half away.
Okay.
Well, I
Yeah,
mean,
no.
I'm about 2 miles away almost.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it used to be. Like my ex used to live close by to me. It was a lot harder when he lived closer, but then like back in 2019 he moved to Oregon.
Okay. Well, they'd be like, well, my ex, she does not come by here anymore unannounced for any reason.
She learned.
Mm-hmm. And then she's coming to get the kids. Like right now, my son's with her right now. So is my daughter. And she came and got them yesterday, but I wasn't even here. And they told me ahead of time, like, hey, we're about to leave with mama. Okay. Be safe. Lock up. You know what to do. I'm like, all right, bye. And then they left. When I came home, the house was empty.
Yeah.
So I know that if I'm here, that I'll hear the door slam, and I always hear her fucking voice out the house. Okay, Ted, shut the fuck up. Why are you so damn loud? And it's not even her being loud. It's just me being petty.
It's just after once you go through a breakup, like everything irritates you about mm-hmm. them, like everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if they're being messed up towards you or shady. Like during the relationship and stuff, it just irritates you even
oh,
more.
Yeah. You see, because you don't know the past. You don't know the story.
I don't know. I'm new.
So, you know how guys always say, man, she's crazy. My girl tried to kill me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, my ex was arrested for attempted murder because she legitimately tried to kill me.
No.
There was a court trial. It was on the news, everything.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have even more of a reason to not even deal with her. You should have a restraining order and everything. All
I
that.
I had one before. I did. But it was court mandated because of the trial.
But you should still have one just in case.
I'm not that kind of guy.
With your wife.
I'm not that kind of guy. Not that kind of guy.
You can handle yourself.
Deal with my shit without the law. Thank you.
Yeah, you can handle yourself. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. If I call the police, it's because some shit is fucking foul, or I need an ambulance.
Okay.
I don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it myself. Thank you very much.
And then for me, I just get Kat to deal with it.
There you go. Come on.
This is why I'm friends with him. Yep.
I was laughing because I had that before. I've had people try to befriend me just because of my personality and my reputation.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did that? I don't want to sound like...
It's annoying.
Okay.
It's very annoying. My family does that with me. My family don't talk to me unless they need their car fixed or the neighbor's fucking with them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You start to feel like you're being used and stuff.
Oh, I know I'm being used. I know I am.
Yeah. No, that's not family.
Yep. That's why, like I said, and I've proclaimed it before that, you know, when people hear people say the quote that blood is thicker than water, and I tell everybody all the time that that's incorrect. The quote is twisted and morphed because mm-hmm. the original quote is blood of the covenant is thicker than water of the womb is the original quote. So the blood of the covenant is what you make in life. You make your own covenant. You make your own family. Exactly. So the blood of the covenant that you create in life will always be thicker than the water of the womb you are born of.
Exactly. Just because you're related to someone doesn't mean like blood, you have to keep them in your life. And
blood only makes you related. Doesn't make you family.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, 2 days ago, I see my cousin at the gas station right here by my gas station, by my house. And me and my son got out the car. We went in there to get something. And she walks in behind us and she's, hey guys. And I look right the fuck through her. Don't fucking talk to me. You know, and she's, hey, said it again, like we didn't hear her. And I'm just ignoring her. Like, come on, son, you got everything you need. You got what you want. He's like, yes, get whatever you need. Cause once we leave here, I'm going to work. Okay. And then she, you know, walks directly to him and she goes, hey, Mijo, how are you? And he goes, hi. And you know, and I'm like, okay, I grabbed her shoulder and moved her and said, watch out, because you're in my way. Pushed her out the way. Me and my son left, got in the car and took off. And he goes, isn't it your cousin Veronica? And I said, yup. And he was like, well, I only spoke to her because she didn't do anything to me. And like I told him, I said, listen, I said, that's your aunt. You know, I said, it's your cousin. I said, whatever. I don't like her. I'm never going to take you to her. I'm never going to drop you off to her. I'm never going to allow you to spend time with her. If she says hi and you want to say hi back, that's fine. I wouldn't piss on her if she was on fire.
Dang.
I said, I love her, but I love her from across the street. I love you because that's my family. I want the best for you, but I ain't got a fucking thing for you. You don't have my number. There's a full fucking reason. I don't talk to you. You're not my friend on social media. We don't know that shit. In fact, matter of fact, my daughter comes and shows me posts that she makes about me for no fucking reason on Facebook.
She be posting about you?
Talking shit about me. For no fucking reason. No reason. None whatsoever. None.
Nah.
But now in the gas station, hey guys, so fuck you.
Nah.
So you think I don't know what the fuck you do? Then on top, and the reason it's really got me pissed off about it and that I really don't fuck with her at all is one, for years she was invoking my name, threatening people. and she would threaten people with violence, invoking my name. My cousin, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I never knew. So now you got me walking around with motherfuckers looking at me foul when I have no clue. Like, I'm about to violate them.
So now you
set me up to be fucking stupid is what you're doing. You're making me a fucking jerk, number one. And then number two, she had put out there instead of talking, she's lied her whole fucking life about all types of shit. But the one that got me about me was she put the lie out there saying that I sexually molested her when we were kids. And all types of shit. And I'm like, one, you are older than me. Okay? But I sexually assaulted you. She's older than me by like 4 fucking years.
Nah, see, I think women who do that, they need to go to jail for the amount of time that man would have gone to jail.
Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Women too often say something like that happens when it wasn't true, and then the men end up going to jail for years, and then now they have to register as this and that, and then they have a criminal record. No, if we that woman before, is found, yeah,
people that accuse men of rape or whatever, and it was
all the time. I know two people. I know two guys that was accused of it.
But that's my thing. But I said, but for her whole life, she had. Lupus. Then she had sickle cell. Then she was diagnosed with cancer. Then she was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Then our little viejita grandmother, who was a diehard Catholic woman, secretly practicing Santeria to the neighborhood. Like she. No one ever did shit for her in the family. Nobody ever helps her. My mom and dad never raised me. They left me alone. You have lived under your mom and dad's tit for your whole fucking life.
She's like those type of people who just want to be.
Yeah, she fucking lies all the time for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
So it's gotten to the point where I was like, now I'm to the point like, fuck you. I got nothing for you. Nothing.
Because you never know when she's going to lie about you again.
As I'm like, that's why I you know what?
You don't need that.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's why when she says, I'll walk right the fuck through her. I'm not even the fucking acknowledging you. Move. That's all. That's the contact that her and I had. I said, watch out, and pushed her out the way.
And that's all right.
I got nothing
you
for
don't
you.
You don't need people like that in your life. Nope. It doesn't matter if
and
it's,
I'm not gonna
it's
explain
a relative
it to her.
Or not.
I'm not going to tell her why you fucking know why. Don't talk shit about me for no damn reason on Facebook and then now in my face. Hey, what's up, guys? What up, cuz? Fuck you.
So two-faced. No.
I don't like it. I don't like her. And I'm very direct. Like, I'll cut people off with the quickness. I never explain or offer explanation when I don't need to. Like, oh, why don't you fuck with them? Because I fucking don't. That's why.
If you don't, there has to be a reason. So.
Yeah, but you don't. But my thing is, you don't owe explanation to nobody. Don't explain. Don't explain yourself to nobody. For why?
Yeah. Unless you want to do the explaining.
But you don't have to explain shit to nobody for nothing. I'm working. My youngest daughter and my wife. I'm about to put her on blast. I'm working on them because they do shit that irritates me. There's one thing that's a pet peeve of mine. Is it's always, oh, I'm sorry. Why are you fucking apologizing? You know,
it's,
like,
it starts to lose meaning when you apologize for every little thing.
Well, not even it's not even that. Not even the losing meaning. I don't like for everyone to be sorry all the time, because the way I look at it, does that mean, are you a sorry person? Are you a sorry motherfucker? Is that what you are? You just sorry, huh? Mm-hmm. Stop apologizing. You didn't do nothing out of malice. And it'd be something simple, and I'm making this up, but it'd be an example like, Say Biggie brought me a cup of water, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh damn, babe, I didn't want no water. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Sorry for what? For what?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
Okay, there's ice in the cup. Oh fucking well, I didn't want it. I'm just saying, I didn't want it. All right, cool. All if I say, oh babe, I didn't want no ice. Oh, you didn't? No, but it's all right. That's it. What are you sorry for? Did you maliciously say, you know what, I'm putting ice in his cup because I want to fuck up his water experience? Like, no, there's no malicious intent behind it. Why are you apologizing?
Yeah. Yeah. You have a good point on that one.
I don't like it. Yeah. Now, if you truly offend somebody, like the other day, even though I was pissed off at her, she gave me an explanation as to why she was feeling the way she felt. And I told her, I said, well, I apologize to you. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry. But like I told her, I said, all right, well, I apologize to you because my intent was not to make you feel da-da-da-da-da. But I did. However, I need da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't. No. 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 If I offended you, if I did something maliciously without knowing, let me know. We can rectify that. But that doesn't mean to be sitting up. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
And that's where communication comes in.
Yeah,
again.
That's my thing. Like, yeah. And that's, I don't like that. I don't like the I'm sorry's, and I can't stand people who bite their nails.
I do that.
See, like my son, 12. And my daughter, I got on her because I done popped her upside the head for years. Now it's times where she'll be sitting here and she'll bite her nail. And I'll look at her. I'll be across the room. I'll just look at her and she just ducks like, ooh, because she knows bite your nail, get hit in the head, you know? So my son, I'm getting to that point now to where like he's been biting his nails and I started popping him, not hard, just popping him to let, hey, knock it off.
Now, I do it out of stress.
See, if he continues to do so, now I put a little umph in it. Now I'm really going to pop the, yeah, you're going to feel it now. You know, like stop doing it. I get you stressed out. Carry a stress ball with you. Get a fidget spinner. Like, do something to. Why are you? You know how
that's
nasty.
That's why I always
is?
Have to have my nails painted, so like I won't.
So it'd be all pretty.
Well, because I don't. Nail polish is nasty. Like I don't.
They even got the one that specifically tastes like shit for you to stop doing it.
See, that's why I don't want to mess up my nails. It tastes nasty. It's bad. You're in here ingesting chemicals, like, so that's why I always have to have like my nails done, either press-ons or have my nails painted, but they can't be just bare, otherwise I'm just like,
yeah, no, that is so nasty. You know what you're putting in your mouth?
So many germs.
Oh, that's so,
I know.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I know. Your nails are probably like one of the dirtiest thing, and you, yeah,
ground fucking yuck mouth and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's a bad habit.
Like for me, I hate shit in my teeth. But that's why I always have placards and toothpicks all the fucking time. So every time after I eat, within 5 minutes, I'm picking
that's
shit
good
out.
That's good though.
Yeah, because I hate shit in my teeth. I hate it.
That's good though.
I just heard something.
Uh-oh. Camera's coughing again.
Yeah, and the camera just went off again. What the fuck is going on? Now I'm about to go reboot the shit. Lord. Anyways. Well, no, but yeah, it's shit like that that fucking bothers me. But I have a lot of pet peeves. I'm not a easy person to live with or get along with. That's why I give a lot of credit to my wife for dealing with me and marrying me. Like, I'm not very easy to get along with. And the fact that she enjoys it and thanks me, and I'm like, something's wrong with her. Like I thought all the time, like I'm like, you sure you picked? Yeah, I said, you understand what you picked, right? You know what you signed up for. Like this is it. This is it, right? And then she looks at me like, I fucking hope so. I'm like, okay. I just want to make sure that you know what the fuck you signed up for, because we're not getting fucking divorced. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can be unhappy all the fuck you want. You ain't fucking going nowhere. This is it. Because I said I wouldn't get married no more, and you got me to fucking marry you, so you got to fucking deal with the shit. I just have to die. That's it. I'm going to have to die. And then you can be single again.
How did you propose? I want to hear the story.
Oh, Lord. I did it on New Year's Eve. And if you listen to what she says that she ruined the proposal because she was in panic mode. So
why was she in panic mode?
I was nervous as shit proposing to her. Like, I was very nervous. And I got down on one knee and was about to propose to her. And she thought I was having some kind of health episode.
Oh my
so she's
God.
In panic mode. Like, oh my goodness, he's about to pass out. What's going to happen? How can I drag him down the street? Where's the closest hospital? Like, all these things are going through her head. And I'm about to reach in my pocket and pull out a ring. And so she, yeah.
That's a cute story, though.
We were on opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Oh.
But when I pulled the ring out, she was like, oh, this is what we're doing. Like, yeah. So yeah, afterwards, she's like, I'm so sorry. I ruined it. And I'm like, what are you sorry about?
That's a cute story. It's a good story to tell. You know, it's not like every other story where you just hear, like, she thought she was genuinely worried about you.
Yeah, she's like, oh my goodness, he's on one knee. What happened? Did he fall? Why is he? What happened? Oh my goodness,
is he gonna have a heart attack? What's going on?
Right, and she's over here. She's like, if he passes out, I can't pick him up. We're upstairs. How do I get him down the stairs? We're at the close of the hospital. Can I drive his truck? I'm gonna put him in his truck, and we're gonna go. Like, these are all her thoughts at the time. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, okay, you can do this. Clear thoughts.
Oh, that's a cute story, though.
We had already said we were getting married, but it was never a formal ask. It was I told her, and mm-hmm. she concurred. And I, you know, because it was one of them. Like, I said, you know, I said, you keep fucking around. So I'm gonna marry your ass. We're gonna get fucking married. And she's okay. And that was it. But after that, I went and spoke to her father and told him my intentions and asked his permission, and he gave me his blessing. And then shortly after that is when I proposed to her.
And so you did it old school.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want. I want someone to, like, ask for my hand and all
that. That's why she was on the last episode when she was talking about she's jealous about me and her father, because it's funny. Like, I don't ever see her father when I'm not there, so I can't attest to how true it is. But she says that when every time I pull up, he gets all giddy and excited and makes sure that there's beer in the fridge. Because he doesn't drink very often. But when I show up, he's like, oh, we're drinking now. Let me get some bourbon. Hey, Kat, I got some bourbon and Coke. I got some beer in the fridge. What would you like to drink? And me and him get to talk of shit. We talk about sports. We drink together. Just relax. And she says that he never does that. So that's she cute. Goes, when you pull up, he's always like, hey.
Because you're part of the family. And the fact that you, I think it means more to a parent when the dude asks for the daughter's hand. I think it shows respect out of, like, the hierarchy of a family and stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. I just, again, I'm the way I move in life is I do things the way I would want them done for me. Yeah. And so, like, if my daughter ever got engaged to, I would want the person to come and talk to me first.
Yeah, I would want the dude to ask for my daughter's hand. Not her dad, me.
Yeah, I get it. You know, but you guys are separated, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
But you're the main custodial, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
But fucking camera went off again. There is motion at your dining room.
Ooh.
There's nobody there.
Are they?
Dogs are over here.
That's weird.
Anyway, but I do things the way that I want things to be done to me. So I went and I sat down, I spoke with him, and I told him what my intentions were. I told him what I want to do. And then I asked him, I said, I wanted to know if it's all right if I asked your daughter to marry me, you know, and he said, he's cool. You know, he went into, you know, said his piece, but he said, absolutely. And I was like, all right, you know, I appreciated it.
See, that's how it should be done.
Honestly. And that was actually when I met him for the first time, I had a conversation with him.
Oh, wow.
Very first time I met him.
Wow.
And then Biggie left. She left because we were sitting there talking and she was like, oh, you guys are talking. Let me run and get my medicine real fast. She had to get a prescription. And when she left, him and I had a conversation.
Oh,
and
wow.
She came back and we were still talking, but she excused herself to the other room.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wait, were you nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous. And it sounds weird because my mentality is my father is not a part of my life. He never has been. Mm-hmm. And if I grew up without needing my father's blessing, why do I need your father's blessing?
Yeah.
However, I do have the attitude and respect to ask for it regardless. Because had he said no, I still would have had intentions on marrying her, had she wanted to or not. Now, that would be the other part is, if your dad's against it, do you want to marry me or not? That'd be up to her.
Yeah.
But I do not require the blessing in order to move forward.
Yeah. It was just out of respect.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's the same way. Like even our beliefs are not far from each other, but we practice our worship differently, you know?
Okay.
And like I've told her, my beliefs, my religion does not require you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good. You don't have to do what I do. I don't got to do what you do. I respect what you do and I acknowledge it. Well, you know, cool, it's for you. It ain't for me.
As long as they don't stop you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm Catholic, but I am not a practicing Catholic.
Okay.
Because I don't necessarily subscribe to all the man-made rules. I believe in Catholicism and I believe in the foundation of the religion. But when you start putting rules and regulations on how we act from a day-to-day standpoint and what will condemn you, how do you know?
And see, that's, I don't like it. I'm a religious person,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like it when, because I do go to church like twice a week,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like it when people who are religious, people who go to church and whatnot are out here saying that, oh, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to heaven. Yeah. They're out here making the judgment.
Fuck told you? Well, how do you know? How do you know?
Yeah.
That's the part that's why I don't like that, Paul. I don't like that. And
I don't like that.
That's man-made. That's not God-made. That's not godly. That's man-made religion.
Because God knows each and every one of us, and mm-hmm. He knows our hearts. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for some random person to tell me that, oh, you're gonna burn in hell for whatever reason.
How the fuck do you know?
That's not coming from God. That's coming from you. That's coming from an imperfect person.
That's the part that gets me. Is like, you're going to burn in hell for this. How do you know? Who the fuck told you?
Yeah.
Did you go to hell and read the rules? Did you go to heaven and read the rules?
Exactly.
Because if you did, how the fuck you standing here talking to me?
Exactly.
That's why when I say I'm not a practicing Catholic, that's what I mean. I very much believe in the core foundation of the religion. Absolutely. I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary. I believe Jesus was born through Immaculate Conception. I believe that he suffered, died, and was buried, that he rose on the third day in fulfillment of scripture, that he ascended into heaven. I believe in all of that. I just don't subscribe to the man-made portion of it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
That's how it should be. You're supposed to be following God. You're not supposed to be following man.
If that makes
man.
Me a heathen, then oh fucking well, I'll pay for it later. But I believe I'm a righteous man now. And I believe that I live my life in accordance to a good manner now. I know I have a lot to make up for from the past that I wasn't always this way. And I work on it. That's my own personal stride. But you can't tell me that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
God is a forgiving God. He'll wipe it out clean.
And that's my thing is that too many times are we as Christians condemning.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And even like with the whole argument over being gay, right?
Yeah.
Being queer, being gay, LGBT, what the fuck ever, right? When you're like, oh, well, you know, God's going to condemn you for that. Who the fuck are you to tell anybody that?
Exactly. What's
wrong with that?
That's what I don't like about religion is when people start judging each other and start saying like, oh, you're not as righteous as I am.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
Because we're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. We're all sinners. We all, do things that aren't righteous or whatever. Like, everyone goes through that. So for me to say that I'm, or act like I'm better than you because I go to church however many days church.
Nope.
No.
You can anybody, the basic person who goes to a Bible study class can out scripture me any fucking day. Absolutely. But you can't sit here and tell me my heart's not righteous. So that's all that matters to me.
And that's what God looks at.
I'm actually, I don't know if I should say this out loud. I'm actually in the thought process of opening my own church. If I do so, because I am ordained. Like, yeah, see, you made that face. Like the
So
name,
if I so if I Reverend get Ratchet, married again,
I could marry you. Yes, like the name that's where the name Reverend Ratchet comes from. I'm actually ordained.
Okay.
So
Pat's gonna marry me.
You'd be surrounded by bikers and leathers, with guns and everything. Come on with it. But yeah, so there's a thought process of what I would want to do, but it'd be some years in the making. But we'll see. Maybe I do open the church up. The church of the first holy church of Ratchicity.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, all right. Listen, before we close up, right? Before I start thanking you and stroking your titties and everything, right? I want to play something that I want the show to hear, okay?
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Here it goes. All right, let me patch this in. Let me turn the volume up. Max, turn this volume up. Okay, so here we go. This is the frequency.
Hey, yo, Cat. I checked out the episode this week, brother. Hey, solid ass episode, bro.
Oh, wait, no,
that's
the wrong
episode, man.
Okay. Well, one, thank you for the episode, bro. But that was the wrong one. This is the one I wanted to hear. This is the one I want to play.
Hey, yo, Cat. You know what? I was thinking about, bro. Me and you made a bet last year. We said between your Giants and my Saints, whoever had the best record at the end of the season, the other one would have to shave their beard off. This is something that my girl was mad as fuck about because she's never seen me without a beard, but has to put it on the line. So, hey, as of right now, my Saints are 8-8. Your Giants are 5-11. And I don't think they're going to be able to, get anything any better than that. So, I think you're going to have to pay up next weekend, brother.
So, that is a message from Santiago. He's been on the show before. And I was, as he's saying it, I was, for one, I forgot all about that. But two, I'm like, did I agree to that or not? Like, and here's my thing is that I don't know. One, I'm gonna say this very, very clearly. If we were talking and he was talking shit about my Giants, I very much would have fucking doubled down and stand behind my Giants. Absolutely. But the part that's getting me is if we made the bet last year, I don't know if I would have made a bet on that season or the season to follow. That's the part that confuses me. But if I owe him that, then I'll pay up. I'll shave the face off. I don't know. Now I'm going to go back. Okay, so Santiago, if you're listening to this, man, did we make that bet on an episode or was it off air? And if we did, who was it, just you and I, or was the crew with us? Because I might have to go back and reassert what we said. Because if I owe it to you, I'll shave my face. I know my wife is going to be kind of fucking irritated with me, but it's just, it'll grow back. It's just hair. I'll shave it off.
Do it online.
Shave it. No, come on. Whoa, relax, relax.
Do it on live.
No. I won't do it on live. No.
No.
I'll shave it and show him, but I absolutely will not go on live. And No. You can, pout all you want. Now remember, I don't have feelings. That don't mean nothing to me. I don't care. I mean nothing to me. So with that being said, man, I We'll talk further. But if I owe you my beard, I'll pay it with my beard. I will. I'll pay my debt. So, but do I got to shave my mustache too? Is my question, because I'm a firm believer in never trust a man without a mustache. Yeah. I'm a firm believer. You know what? And hold, because I was talking to my wife about this, I'm going to play the whole thing. This is because this, yeah, hold on.
Hey. Hey, yo, Cat. I checked out the episode this week, brother. Hey, solid ass episode,
this
bro.
This is an episode with my wife, man.
Hey, I also want to say that, hey, proud of what you got going on with your lady, man. She sounds like a legit, real one, you know. Wish you and her nothing but the best. 2024, I know sometimes life ain't easy, bro, but keep pushing forward, and I'm glad she's by your side because she's going to keep you straight how it should be, you know. Vice versa. Anyways, hey, stay blessed, brother. Peace.
So I was telling her that, and this was, I believe, last night. I was telling her that the episode we released got a lot of good reviews from, like, a lot of, I didn't know that that many of y'all still listened like that, but I'm glad that y'all do. And apparently we were missed. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate everybody reaching out, because there's been way more than I expected people reaching out saying that the episode was good. They're happy we're back. A few of you have shared us on your stories talking about we're back finally, about damn time. I appreciate it. But we've gotten a few, you know, like he's one, Sam, you were one that mm-hmm. sent out and specifically sent DMs to me like, oh my goodness, this was so great. And da 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 da. And, you know, I'm like, all right, well, I appreciate it. I do. Like, it's good to hear that people appreciate what we're doing. This is kind of what I needed, because it was reminding me of why we started doing this in the first place. You know, that's why I stepped away, was because the show became too scripted for my liking. It became a chore, became a task, not something that was organically done how it was meant to be in the beginning. You know,
yeah, and when it becomes like that, it's just it's not funny.
Yeah, I had too much on my plate to entertain this as well. So I'm like, nah, I gotta stop for a second. And even when I did it, like, my wife was upset when I told her, hey, I'm about to step away, and she was like, oh, you're just gonna quit, you're just gonna stop, and did it. She got mad about it, and I'm like, oh, whoa, hold on, slow your roll. So I didn't say quit. I said I was gonna step away. Meaning I need to take a break. I got to stop. And then she said, oh, well, I understand that. That's fine. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm glad I got your blessing. But yeah, so just thank you. I appreciate everybody reaching out and everybody giving me their blessings, and everyone saying they're looking forward to the show with me and my old lady, and see how that's going to go. So stay tuned for that. It's still about a little bit, you know, about 6 weeks away we're looking at. But, you know, stay tuned and see what's going on. With that being said, Sam, I appreciate you for kicking it with me. Like I said, this is what I wanted. I just wanted a conversation. I just want to talk. That's all, you know. But real quick, I do want to bring awareness and people to recognize you for what you do and what you stand for. So take this time right now, real quick, to shout out what you want, what you got going on, anything in the works, any messages you want delivered over this broadcast, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, my accounts are about epilepsy and epilepsy awareness, really just my life on epilepsy. And you can follow me on Figuring Out Epilepsy across all social medias. I also have a podcast that I just started. So go ahead and take a listen. It's available on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, Google, and working on getting it on Apple. Apple's being a little difficult with me right now, but go ahead and give your girl a follow.
So with that, I do want to say, because my favorite part of your show is your intro.
Is it?
Yay. Every time I hear your intro, I think of Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestling, walking down the fucking ramp like the fucking business has started. We fucking here to do this shit. Let's go. Like, so I'm about to play just real quick, snippet real quick. So this is what her show sounds like when it starts, all right? Just that right there. Every time I hear that part, I'm like, oh, in my head, I see the beers colliding with each other. I hear fans going crazy. I hear the wrestler walking down the fucking ramp. In my head, I'm like, oh, business has started, bitches. So that's my personal little favorite part to the show.
Fun fact, I actually grew up watching wrestling, and Stone Cold was one of my favorite wrestlers. The fact that you said that, I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, like it, cool. I swear, like when I first started listening, when I heard, I'm like, okay, and then it just stops, and you're like, all right, we're welcome to figuring out Epilogue. I'm like, yeah, come on. And I'm like, all right, because like even like with us, when we do our shit, so. Our intro is two songs that I mixed together from a friend of the show called Big Gov, and he is a Detroit rapper with LA ties. So he's been on the show before, and he's given us his complete blessing to use the music. And when I mixed it up and played it for him, he was like, oh, man, that's fucking dope. I like it, because there's two different songs that I put together to make our intro. And
I like your guys's intro. I like it.
They're like, it's very Detroit. It's I mean, you hear about everything. It's a Detroit fucking song. So I'm here for it, you know. And I say to say that ours fades away. Our intro fades out, and like the last 15 seconds of it, the music just kind of dies down a little bit and allows you to talk and say what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? So, but yours is just like, you're like, I'm here.
Yeah,
figuring out epilepsy, bitches. And I'm like, yeah.
Basically, that's how I wanted it. I'm like,
yeah, I like it. I like it. I dig it. I dig it. See, look, my dogs are right here, and they want to go outside now.
Oh.
See, so I know it's not them in the room because
they're like right there.
Yeah, you hear? Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Get the calmas, okay? Relax, bro. Relax. Okay. Oh, you hush. Don't you bark at me. Bastards. So y'all, I appreciate it, man. Sam, I appreciate you for joining. Thank you very much. Y'all, this has been another episode of the I'm Not As Things You Drunk I Am podcast. Don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast, favorite podcast. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's Cat. And with that being said, we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Bye, guys.